You're listening to the Spa Strong podcast, where we empower estheticians to become badass beauty CEOs and build profitable, thriving businesses. We're your hosts, Melissa Ellis, licensed master esthetician.
And I'm Royal Ellis, former police officer. Together, we will help you achieve total aesthetics badassery. Be sure to subscribe and share this podcast with the other beauty professionals you know. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's do this shit.
We are live. I'm very excited for this live today. We have a special guest who should be logging on shortly. I think this is going to be a great topic for all of you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so happy that y'all are here. Yeah, I'm glad that y'all could hear me because I couldn't hear you at all.
Okay.
But it's fine. All good right. I'm so excited for you to be here. I want to introduce all of you who are watching this live to Nicole York. I'm just going to read a little bit about her, and then we're going to get on this topic of nutrition and what that means for your client's skin. So it's going to be good. Okay, so Nicole started her career in the beauty industry in 2008, but her skincare journey started 5 years before that when she started to see an esthetician to treat her acne at the age of 12. At 17, she started working at a local salon and spa as a receptionist. Not knowing the career she wanted to pursue, she remained there as the salon manager through college. After years of college and changing majors 3 times, she finally realized skincare was her passion. In 2016, she enrolled at a local beauty school and received her aesthetic license the next year. She remains a salon manager and now provided services. In the fall of 2019, Nicole decided it was time to go out on her own. She rented a room in the next town over and became Desert Rose Aesthetics. She grew Desert Rose and had a wait list 2 months out by the following year. In the fall of 2021, she knew it was time to expand. With months of prep, she was finally able to open up her own storefront in May of 2022. She now has a team of 2 other estheticians and is still looking to grow. You're amazing, first of
all. Oh my gosh. Well, thanks. That's so sweet.
I love it. Okay. So I'm so happy that you are here because, first of all, I totally love you. I totally respect you as an esthetician and the what you have been able to build with Desert Rose. And I think that this topic is one that our audience is going to be really interested in.
Yeah.
With nutrition and things. But I know your bio told us a lot, but in your own words, tell us a little bit about like what led you to, I feel like this told us what led you to aesthetics, but is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's definitely something I want to add. So I feel like that definitely hits it, but it's also surface level at the same time. So, I mean, acne at the age of 12, I was in the sixth grade, what was I going to say? Year old. That's not right. Like in the sixth grade at 12 years. Yeah. And dealing with acne and it started and it never stopped until I was like 26. I had acne all the way up until then. And, I started seeing an esthetician when I was 12. My grandmother was like my skincare advocate. She was like, we're going to go see an esthetician. We're going to get you some help. And I was like, okay, great. So you start seeing an esthetician and that helped a little bit. And then I had seen, I went to dermatologists. I got put on birth control for it as well. And then at one point I got put on, blood pressure medication for it as well. And then, all different kinds of creams and, you know, all the different washes and just nothing helped me at all. It was debilitating because I mean, I was just, acne is such an emotional thing because it's your face. It's the first thing people see. And, I remember I didn't like looking people in the eyes. I mean, I lacked so much confidence. I hated going to school. Like I loved to learn, but I didn't like being in the environment of being around so many other people because I knew they were just staring at my face. Like it was the severe, like cystic acne all over. It was just, you couldn't hide it with makeup. In fact, I feel like makeup made it worse. And even after that, like I went to go see an endocrinologist, check on my hormones. They were quote unquote normal. I went to go see an allergist and got allergy testing done, not allergic to a single thing. And it just felt so, I just felt lost, very, very lost in with my skincare. And so I always felt like there was something else that I needed to do, but I was like, what? Like, I was like, this is not working for me. All these things that work for other people or maybe work for other people, just wasn't working for me. And it just took me years to finally get to the point of finding something else. But that was a huge part of me becoming an esthetician because of what I was struggling with. And when I went to aesthetic school, I was still struggling with acne at that time too. I was thinking like, okay, I'm going to go into this and I'm really going to deep dive and see what else I can find. There's got to be something. I was like, I'm going to take it into my own hands. I'm going to do my own research and I'm going to figure out how to clear my skin.
As esthetician coaches, we are here to help you make multiple six figures, get fully booked, become retail selling machines, and change more clients' lives.
Listen to what other estheticians are saying about our one-on-one coaching program, the Spa Strong Bootcamp.
Being with Melissa and Royal, I've been able to invent and start selling a $1,200 package.
I haven't had issues with rebooking or having them come back and seeing my reoccurring clients.
I was able to leave my full-time job and go completely full-time with my skin studio.
I've been selling more product in these past few months of being in quarantine than I was my last few months of being open.
Not only has my income increased, but also my confidence. I feel more comfortable selling products to my clients. So I highly recommend working with Spa Strong.
Ready to stop dreaming of spa business success and start living it? Go to www.spa-strong.com/discovery call or click the link in our Instagram bio to book a free esthetician discovery call now.
Okay, so you did it.
Yeah.
Like, you made it happen after everything that you had done. All right, okay. So I wanna ask about that, of course. Yeah. But really quickly, just so that our audience can have an idea of how your practice is now, what you focus it on, tell us what you specialize in and the treatments that y'all provide at Desert Rose now.
Yeah, so we try to treat your whole body. We don't just treat what's happening on the outside. So something I really, really love is that we work from the inside out as well. So we're going to go over, like, what is your diet like? What are you eating on a regular basis? What snacks are you eating? Like, what do you mix in your coffee? Like, what kind of drinks do you drink throughout the day? And then we also go into, like, stress levels and what is your job like? And then, of course, we talk about topical things too. Like, what are you using on your skin right now? And, you know, what can we change up? And so I love that we really work from the inside out. So whenever you come in for a consultation, we're going to talk about all the inside stuff too. We're going to talk about what you eat. We're going to talk about your diet. We're going to really, like, dive in there and figure out, we're almost like detectives as estheticians trying to really figure out, okay, what is it that's triggering your concerns? And we also, it's not just acne for us too. We also cover aging as well and rosacea. And we also hit those from the inside out too.
I love it. Okay. So this inside out approach, I wanted you to talk about it really quick because I'm assuming that this is part of what led to your acne recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell us how you figured that out.
I feel like it's such a long story, so I'm going to try to sum it up as best I can. But okay. I was even telling one of my friends about this the other day. I feel like it started, I knew, because I had been on birth control since, when did they put me on birth control for acne? I think I was like 13 going on 14, like super young to be put on birth control. And I was on it until I was 26, I believe, is whenever I finally started weaning off of it. And that helped control my acne, but it never made it go away. I always still had it. It was always still there. And whenever I got off of it, it just blew up. It completely blew up. It was worse than it had ever been. Not ever been, but it was worse than it had been in a really long time. Mm. And I just thought, you know, I don't want to go back on birth control. I don't want to go back on that because eventually, I mean, I want to have family at some point, you know, so I have to get off of it at some point. And right. It took my body a year to recover from being off of birth control for so long. It took my skin that long to recover. And during that time, I was like, okay, what is it? And I knew that it wasn't, I mean, I did all the things, you know, I did the retin-A and I just did all the things and none of that controlled it for me. And so I just started reading books. That's where I started. I first read, The Hormone Cure oh my gosh, I can't remember her name. Last name is Gottfried. I can't remember her first name. The Hormone Cure was the very first book that I read, and that talks about like getting off of birth control and like what it does to our bodies and different like foods that you can supplement in. I started there, and then I started listening to podcasts, and then gosh, I'm trying to think where it actually was, because I even started doing my own little case study for myself. I like made little papers on, I don't even think we had Canva then. I don't know what I made them on, but I made little papers and I like wrote down, like I did like a food journal. I started writing down like, what am I eating? What's like, what messes with my stomach? Or when do I notice that I break out more? Mm-hmm. And then I started coming across, I guess it's like whenever you open up that door in your mind, you start coming across all these different avenues.
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden I kept seeing all these podcasts about like nutrition. And one of the very first ones that I listened to was by Sean Model of the Model Health Show. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite podcasts about nutrition. He's wonderful. He does so much research, but he had did one podcast on nutrition for acne. And one of the main triggers was dairy. And I was like, okay, this is a really great place to start. So I started there, and that seemed to really work well with my skin. And then I think, I don't remember when, maybe it was last year or the year before that, I also, the line that we use now here at the spa is called Osmosis Beauty. And the doctor that created it, his name is Dr. Ben. And I heard him on a podcast, and that is what led me to actually have the line here. But he was like, listen, acne is caused internally. It's not going to be an out, you know, a external cause. Everything that happens on our skin, everything that comes out on our skin is a detox reaction, and it's coming from somewhere inside of you. There's something going on inside of you that we need to address and balance out. And he started talking about food, and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, here we go. We're talking about food. Hi. And he was talking about dairy and also refined sugars and fried foods and gluten and preservatives. And I was like, it was just such a light bulb moment for me. That's where everything just kind of started coming in together. And until I started using Osmosis Beauty, like now I rarely have a breakout. Rarely. After doing all, like taking out those things out of my diet, being more mindful about them. I have them every once in a while. I'm not going to like, I don't completely take it out. I have it every once in a while. But it's just becoming, and this is what I tell my clients, it's about becoming mindful of what you're putting in your body. Cause not everyone reacts the same way. Not everyone reacts the same way to dairy. Some people do have like rosacea or acne from dairy, but other people, their guts can handle it, but not everyone's the same. So that's what also is really interesting, is because not everyone's going to react the same way to certain foods.
Hey, real quick, we want to thank you so much for listening to the Spa Strong podcast. If you love this podcast, we can't wait for you to check out our YouTube channel.
On our YouTube channel, we have so many videos for you. First of all, you'll be able to see the video recordings of our podcast. You'll be able to see amazing how-tos and get to know us a little bit more through our weekly vlogs. So head over to YouTube, follow us at the Spa Strong channel, and we can't wait for you to check out our fun and amazing videos over there.
Right, right. Okay, this is so crazy to me because every time, I never would have guessed that you struggled with acne. Like, you have beautiful skin. I've never, like, talked to you and been like, oh, mm-hmm. you know, I've never mm-hmm. noticed anything. And so it's just amazing to me that it took you so long to figure out what would work. But now it's, like, in the past. I mean, I know you said you had a breakout from time mm-hmm. to time.
But yeah, once in a while, but it's very minute, very tiny. It's never like the cystic that I dealt with before. It was just, it's never been to that level ever again.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay. So I love that this is something that you incorporate into your treatment plans now with your clients, because I think that sometimes as treatment providers, we get focused on this is the way to solve this problem. And you identify with that way. Anything else is bad, and you don't want to pay attention to any other options out there. Mm-hmm. But sometimes your client isn't responding to what you're recommending to them or the services that you're doing. And it's your responsibility to have a big picture view of different options that are available, even if it means referring them to somebody else to get the care that they need. So I love that you're like, listen, we provide the services, we have the products, but there's also things that our clients need to know that they need to do on their own, and it goes into what they're eating. So when you've had these conversations with your clients about their nutrition, do you ever get pushback? Yes. Or they're like, I don't want to stop eating ice cream or cheese or, you know, whatever it may be.
100%. It's ice cream and it's cheese is like number one. And I'm like, it's number one. Like it's, yeah, definitely. I get pushback all the time, almost with everybody. But it's more of, I don't tell them like, you have to take this out and meet, like, you have to stop eating this altogether. It's more about educating them so they understand, you know, what may be a trigger for them. And I kind of give it, it's like that saying, you can't lead a, what, you can't lead a horse to water. What is that? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Yeah. It's the same thing. Like you can educate, you can show it to them, but they are ultimately like, it's in their hands at the end of the day. So I just educate them. I let them know, you know, why it may be causing this reaction for them. And then what are some foods or, you know, different ingredients to look out for. But yeah, I get pushback a lot. Everybody loves their cheese.
Listen, I'm supposed to be off dairy also. Mm-hmm. And it's the cheese for me. Like, it's so hard.
It's the queso. It's queso for me. We have all the Tex-Mex down here, you know. Yes. It's the queso.
Absolutely. For me, it's like brie, and I'm just like, I can't, because people over here, you know, that's our main staple that we eat, both me and Royal. Okay, so we've talked about dairy. You mentioned gluten. Are there any other like key things that you say, hey, if you're struggling with acne, you should probably start staying away from this?
Yes. So refined sugar is going to be, for me, number one, dairy. Number two, refined sugar. Number three, fried foods. And then I would say number four, gluten. And then also preservatives as well as something that you need to keep in mind. But when it comes to like the refined sugars, something that people don't realize, it's in so much stuff. Like it's in your sodas that you drink. There's a lot of sugar in that soda that you drink. And there's sugar in all the different snacks that we eat. And it's not a good kind of sugar. Like we can have real sugar, like honey and maple syrup and like stevia and monk fruit. There's all different kinds of alternatives. But it's that refined white sugar is the one that causes that reaction in our gut, that causes the detox reaction on our skin.
Yeah. So is it the inflammation that it causes?
It's actually a yeast overgrowth in the gut.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what's something else that's really interesting, because it's like, okay, I get that, but why is not everybody experiencing that? That was a question that I asked, like, why is not everyone eats these things. Why is not everyone experiencing acne or rosacea or eczema, psoriasis that causes all of those things? And it turns out there's 56 different strains of yeast, and only one of those strains causes acne, like that kind of detox reaction on the skin. And so all of our guts are different. You know, we have all these different bacteria in our guts. And so that's one of the reasons why not everyone experiences it. So
interesting. Kind of like, do you happen to have this one? And so you find that the treatments that they're doing, the products that they're doing, they're not quite solving the problem, then you might say, hey, we need to dive deeper into nutrition because they may have that particular type of strain or something.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so interesting. It just goes so much deeper. It makes me excited to finally feel like I have answers.
No, absolutely. And like that you were able to find answers for yourself and that you're able to provide those answers for your clients now.
Yeah, absolutely. And
is that just so fulfilling to you?
It is. It makes me feel so good, especially just knowing what I went through emotionally. And it just, I mean, not only emotionally, but physically too, but it would just take such an emotional toll on people. And if I can help anybody not have to go through that, it makes me excited and happy.
I love that, Nicole. I think that's so fantastic. Okay. Are there any final thoughts that you have, like for somebody who is, they're maybe working with corrective skincare, working with acne, they want to start getting more into the diet side of things. What direction would you send them to start that journey?
My goodness. Just becoming more mindful of what you eat. Number one, read your labels, read the labels of what you're eating. Finding alternatives, like a really good alternative for like dairy is oat milk or almond milk. I think that would be a really great place to start, is finding alternatives that you like. Like settle for something. Find an alternative that you like, because what's really cool now is I think the whole world is becoming so much more health conscious, and there's all these alternatives out there. Finding alternatives that you like, alternatives to sugar, like the refined sugar. I put honey in my coffee instead of like a creamer or sugar. I put honey in my coffee and I really love it. Just finding different alternatives is a really great place to start.
Wonderful. Okay, and then we have a question from InstaFem44. Would you say high glycemic index foods are a culprit?
Me personally, I don't think so. I really think the biggest culprits and the biggest triggers is going to come from your dairy and refined sugars. Those are top two things. I would say start there, but everyone's different. That's what's so interesting about this. Everybody's different. So you may actually you can even do an elimination diet for yourself. You can take out high glycemic foods for a while, for I would say about a month to 2 months, and then slowly start adding it back into your diet and just see, am I seeing any kind of detox reactions on the skin? And if so, that could be a trigger for you.
Absolutely. I love it. Okay. Now, as far as treatment providers who mm-hmm. are interested in incorporating this into their practice, do you have recommendations for where would recommend they start in educating themselves to be able to discuss these things with their clients?
Reaching out to Osmosis Beauty would be a really great way to start.
Okay.
Dr. Ben has so much good information. He even has a podcast. I think it's called Ask Dr. Ben. He has all that's free information. So much good information on there. And just starting there, I think would be great. And then of course, also reaching out to the Lyme would be cool too, because they have supplements to help your clients get through that yeast and mucus overgrowth. So it helps them kind of see the other side of it while they're working on changing their diets.
Very cool. I love that. I love that. Okay. And Jen, where would I begin my education along this vein? I think we just kind of covered that with going to Osmosis, listening to Dr. Ben, our Ask Dr. Ben podcast. You also mentioned the Hormone Cure book. I think there are of amazing books about gut health in general.
So many good books. There's another one that I really love called The Earth Diet. That one is wonderful. Oh my gosh. Liana Werner Gray, I think is who wrote that one. That one's really, really good. It gives you so many alternatives to these inflammatory foods like dairy and refined sugars. And yeah. Recipes in there. And mm-hmm. that one was a really big eye opener for me as well. The Earth Diet. So good.
Yeah, I'll definitely. Okay. The Earth Diet. And then I would also recommend maybe reading anything from Dr. David Perlmutter. Mm-hmm. He is very focused on gut health, how the gut affects aging, how the gut affects aging in the brain, as well as aging throughout the rest of the body. So for the aging side, it sounds like all pretty aligned though, whether they're starting mm-hmm. with acne, aging or something else, making sure that their gut is healthy is going to be in their
I guess I can keep going on and on about books. So one more, the Grain Brain is a really good one too.
That was David Perlmutter. Yeah.
Yes. I love that one. That one's so good.
Yeah. I love that. I've read, I don't even know, probably three of his books and fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So Nicole, for anybody here who maybe has some more questions that they want to ask you, how would you like them to get in contact with you? Do you want them to DM you on Instagram or email you, or what would you prefer?
Yeah, DMs are great. You can just DM me on Instagram. I feel like that's the easiest way. Just DM me and I would love to answer any questions.
Wonderful. So be sure to definitely follow Nicole over at desertrose.dayspa on Instagram. Send her a DM if you have any questions. If you have questions about this, I am not the person to ask, so don't ask me. Please ask her. But Nicole, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for everybody who participated in the live, who listened, who asked questions. But you're fantastic, and I am so happy for your sake, but also for the clients that you now get to serve that you discovered this.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. And thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Of course. I loved having you. Everybody, thank you for being here for the live, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.